hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Pat Finken, in for Steve Bakken today on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us shortly and take your calls in our talk radio town hall that Kevin participates in weekly with us. But we're from Washington. Your chance to ask your member of Congress anything you'd like on any and all issues at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Quick check of weather around the region, 75 and clear in Bismarck, Minot 66, Fargo 77, out in the oil patch, 66 degrees under clear skies at this hour, Grand Forks 69 degrees, looks like Jamestown 74, some showers and thunderstorms a possibility after 1 in the east, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Minot, Bismarck, chance of showers and thunderstorms also in the afternoon. Heading for a high about 76 today. And oil patch, same thing. Showers and thunderstorms after 1. 30% chance today, 60% chance tonight. So there's where you're at weather-wise.
And I got to tell you, I don't know if all farmers would agree, but, you know, who thought we'd ever complain about too much rain? Well, we could stand a little rain right now. So things are starting to brown up. Now, as we move into the harvest, obviously they don't want that. But I'm fairly certain the corn guys would like a little shot in the arm right now. So great conversation, by the way, in this last hour with the troopers. Super trooper conversations are always interesting. But a real important takeaway in that, and that is patience. You haven't heard a lot about that. You know, you hear that excess speed or distracted driving, and also the fact that the truckers aren't the real problem. It's people trying to get around and deal or really speed past the truckers that is causing the problem. But I think that's an important point that gets overlooked. The message is be patient. People are putting themselves in situations where they're at risk because of their impatience, and that's just not worth it. And that's causing some of the traffic problems we have across North Dakota as our whole economy's red hot everywhere, but especially in the oil patch.
We're the problem, you know, and I've said that before. It's just a matter of taking a deep breath and slowing down and just, you know, getting your way through it, gutting it out, toughing it out. But, you know, when I say we, I mean those of us that are on the roads regularly and you know, a lot of attention in the oil patch roads, and there's a lot of activity, a lot happening in these communities. That's a sign of progress and commerce. It's one of the reasons, you're right, Pat, the economy is roaring. But we're, you know, collectively, those of us behind the wheel are the reason that, you know, there's an uptick in accidents, because it's go, go, go. And really it's just a matter of, yeah, I thought they said it well, just patience. They want more patience from all of us, and more common sense on the road make a big difference. Let's get Betty and Minot in here before Congressman Cramer joins us. Betty wanted to talk about something on the roads as well. Go ahead, Betty. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I was listening to my scanner the other day, and a patrol car was out on 83 south of Minot for road rage. And when they finally talked to the person in the Kmart parking lot, they said it was mutual between a semi and a car, and they were having a paintball fight on the highway. From what I understand, nothing was, nobody got a ticket or anything for this. I think using the highway for a playground for a semi and a car should have been fined excessively.
I find that hard to believe. That's amazing. That's incredibly dangerous.
No
yes,
kidding.
It is.
Yeah. Betty, thanks for sharing, and I share your outrage. That's playing with fire, so to speak. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here now for our weekly talk radio town hall. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you guys. Always look forward to Wednesday at, I guess it's 10 in your world, 11 out here in the humidity.
Just for a fair notification, I'm sitting in for Steve today. This is Pat Finken.
I know.
Congressman, welcome to the show. I didn't want to catch you by surprise there.
No, you couldn't. I'm pretty astute at recognizing voices that are unique. And you have one of those. It's good.
Sounds
good.
That sounds troubling for a guy who's trying to be a wannabe talk show guy. Hey, crazy days in D.C. or what? A lot of stuff going on out there.
Boy, is there ever. It is crazy. I mean, today we're going to vote on, of course, we're going to codify the president's action regarding the one-year delay of the mandate for Obamacare for businesses. We're going to add to that a one-year delay for the individual mandate as well. We just think it's fair is fair. there, and let's not burden the individual while we let the business off the hook, but let's do the right thing for everybody, give them a year. But I haven't been on the show since the Farm Bill passed last week, and that, you talk about crazy, that was the most upside down thing I've witnessed since I've gotten here. So, but I think we're going in the right direction finally on that as well, and that's too bad. It's too bad Steve Bakken isn't on today, because as you probably know, Pat, I've dubbed the splitting of the ag policy from the farm, or from the food stamp policy, the Steve Bakken amendment, because that's something he's been harping me about ever since I got here.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm sure Steve is going to regret not being here since that happened. It is interesting in terms of just political intrigue in Washington, and just looking at it, you know, the farm bill is an important aspect of governance here in North Dakota, and something we all pay a lot of attention to. But to see the process that's been gone through to get to this point is really fascinating, in terms of the splitting and the reaction. And now suddenly there's a conference committee.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've always said from day one, not everybody would have taken the path that the House took. And, right. And I get that. And I don't know if you even would have gone that way if you were king of the world.
I wouldn't have drawn it up this way, I guarantee you.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is that we're at conference committee.
Yeah,
and that's a huge step forward.
It is. And all along I've said, you know, we moved the ball from the 25-yard line to the 50-yard line, and how you get there shouldn't matter as much as the fact that we're halfway to the goal line, and we have to keep our eye on that goal. Yeah, but what bothers me, Pat, as much as anything in watching the process unfold, is sort of the silliness of it seems unnecessary. And you know me, I like expression, I like debate, I like dialogue, I love the transparency of the House, but at the same time there's so much intellectual dishonesty. On the one hand, we went this route because we couldn't get a bipartisan bill passed. Democrats blamed Republicans, Republicans blamed Democrats. Well, there's one way to get things passed, and that is to do it partisan, and this became the partisan option, and yet it's really leading to a very bipartisan process in the long run. And conservatives wanted to split the bill because they didn't like voting for on the food stamp piece, but at the same time, by doing it that way, by taking the food stamp piece out of the farm bill, they lost their leverage to reform food stamps. But they, you know, they like the purity of the debate, and of course it's a much smaller bill without food stamps. The liberals, on the other hand, who didn't like the $20 billion in proposed cuts in the first version for food stamps, $20 billion, which represents less than 3%, I might add, of a bill that's grown, of a program that's grown 100% in 5 years, they voted against the farm bill, 100% against the farm bill, when it was split off from food stamps. And food stamps being permanent law and mandatory spending is now preserved. And it, as far as I'm concerned, both sides that didn't vote for it the first time missed the opportunity, in my view. They're completely on the opposite sides of their ideology, but process mattered to them. So we did it.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, local Bismarck Mandan number, 701-258-0550, to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer today, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Milo in McKenzie County, did you have a question for the Congressman, Milo?
I guess I was just kind of trying to tack on from the talk with the highway patrolman.
Okay, Milo. Thank you. They're gone now. Kevin, talk a little bit about what we can expect to see in the coming weeks in terms of bringing the farm bill. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion about the fact that, you know, the Democrats in the Senate are going to want to see some activity on the SNAP program at the same time for some assurity in that. But how do you see the conference committee and this issue playing out in the coming weeks?
Well, here's what I think. First of all, there are certain mechanical things that the Senate has to do, and they will do now that they have our bill. So the first thing is we pass the House bill after the Senate's already passed theirs, sent the House bill over to the Senate, which happened yesterday. And now the Senate has to take up our bill, and then they do whatever they do to it to then send it back and then form the conference committees. And then the leadership in each of the chambers appoints members of the conference committee. And by and large, what happens is, you know, that of course the chairman of the respective agriculture committees, Frank Lucas on the Republican, or on the House Republican side, of course, Debbie Stabenow on the Senate side, and then the ranking member in the House, of course, that's Minnesota's Colin Peterson. And then I think a few other members of the agriculture committee or key players in the debate will get appointed as well. And, you know, I'm hoping that Senator Holdren, for example, will be appointed to the conference committee from the Senate side. And I think there's a pretty fair chance he will be. And that's going to be important because there are some provisions that are really important to North Dakota that are in the House bill that are not in the Senate bill. And to have a senator who understands that will be very helpful. Things such as my own amendment, my acre-for-acre mitigation amendment that was championed by all of the farm groups in North Dakota. And that is not in the Senate version, although there is an amendment in the Senate version that calls for a study of the same thing. So we have a little momentum. We just need some people to understand it.
Hold on to that thought. Kevin, we'll pick up on the farm bill on the other side of the break and lots of other issues. And, of course, your questions and comments welcome as well for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
And what's on your mind with Pat Fink, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Pat sitting in today for Steve Pocket, who's making his way back from Denver. Congressman Kevin Cramer here to take your calls. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on 550K Fire. AM 1100 The Flag of Fargo-Moorhead, KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and Talk Radio 1090 KTGO in the Bakken. Scott in Minot, question, we'll come back to a process and next steps on the farm bill to let you finish on your amendments you're concerned about in the House version, Kevin. But, Scott, go ahead for Congressman Cramer. You're up.
Yes, Congressman Cramer. I farm up north of Minot, and we've been virtually drowning in water up here over the past several years. And we need a different determination from the federal government on what is a true wetland and what is a nuisance slough.
Yes.
These nuisance sloughs are costing the taxpayer and my farming operation thousands of dollars a year, and we need a different determination on that.
Yes, you do, and Scott, and I'm quite familiar with that. And we have some other issues surrounding the whole prevented plant crop insurance program as well that has been, you know, it's a great idea that has been not managed very well by RMA. But with regard to nuisance sloughs versus, you know, true wetlands, one of the things, and if I start talking about the one of the differences, the amendment that I authored and got in to the Farm Bill gives you the one-for-one mitigation standard rather than, say, an NRCS bureaucrat coming out and saying, okay, Scott, you've got a half-acre nuisance slough here in the middle of your field. If you drain that, that's worth 5 other acres. You're going to have to mitigate 5 acres for that. My one-for-one amendment says, no, you don't. You have to mitigate one-for-one. And that, Scott, gives you an incentive to drain more of those nuisance sloughs, creating a better area for you to farm. Also, by the way, it has conservation value because you're more likely to do that. Aggregate, say, 10 one-acre nuisance sloughs into one 10-acre slough someplace, and you're going to create more wetlands. I think it's better for conservation, better for farmers, but it puts into law the some of these issues rather than leaving it to the discretion of bureaucrats and bureaucracies, well-meaning as they may be. It just creates too much uncertainty, but there are a lot of issues surrounding that, and you guys up in your area, of course, are experiencing it in spades right now.
Well, one other thing, Congressman, is there any way that, you know, they want to tie compliance for this into my federal crop?
Sure.
You know, and if I don't take the subsidy, which I will not, you know,
yes,
and I'll pay my own subsidy, I want to have the right to do that so I can move some of this water off if I have to.
Yes. Well, you're right on, and conservation compliance has not been a condition of crop insurance since 1996. The Senate, and this is really a push by Senator Stabenow, who's the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, they tied those two things together, conservation compliance and crop insurance. We did not in the House. There was an attempt to do that. Chairman Frank Lucas and I stood against it, and we were able to we didn't actually defeat the amendment. We actually talked them off the floor before the amendment. We had them withdraw the amendment on the floor in the debate. So that's a very important difference between the House and Senate bill, and it's going to be a real fight in the conference committee. And that really, Scott, brings me back to the process that Pat asked about. These differences and other differences are going to have to be reconciled by this conference committee that will be appointed by the leaders of both chambers. Then the conferees will sign a conference report. This will be the bill then, the compromised bill, that goes back to the Senate and back to the House. That now the House and the Senate will have the same bill in front of them, and it's very likely that it will come back to the House and we won't get the same 215 Republicans voting for it. We'll probably lose some, but hopefully it'll be a more bipartisan bill that more Democrats then can vote for. And that's why when we talk about process and getting closer to the goal line, the conference committee is, I say, it puts us at the 50-yard line. Some people might say it's at the 75-yard line, but I wouldn't give it that much yet, or the 25, the opponent's 25, but I wouldn't give it that much at this point. But it's all important part of making sausage.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. Let's go to Scott in Bismarck. He had a question on the Farm Bill as well. Scott, are you there?
Yes. I just wanted to thank Mr. Kramer for coming on and doing these shows. I've been very critical of him on his Facebook page sometimes, and I've supported him a ton too. But he is the more conservative legislature that we have out of North Dakota. Mr. Hoven, and don't cut me off, I'm not going to say nothing bad about him, but he is a coward because he has not had a true open forum town hall meeting since he's been in the Senate. In other words, go to Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. Once a month at the minimum, those guys should be doing that so we can ask the questions, and we should be able to ask a yes or no question, not get a political baloney answer. It should be yes or no.
I'm glad you're not going to say anything bad about him.
Wow. I love being called a coward.
He is not a patriot, and he's a coward. It's as simple as that. Because if he wasn't a coward, he would come on this radio show and take the heat like Mr. Kramer does, and I thank him for that.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott, well, appreciate the call. Before Kevin, you respond, I just want to let you know that Senator Hovind has agreed to come on this program every time we've asked. So just so you know, he does come on. He does take questions. But obviously, Kevin, you're setting aside a full hour. You're taking a lot of calls, and it's well-received by
It's well-received, Scott, but it's also very helpful for me because – and I think one of the differences and one of the things I appreciate so much about the House of Representatives is it is – the people's house. It's called the people's house for a reason. And when you're up for election every 2 years, as I often tell student groups when they're out here, they'll often ask about term limits and the 2 year term thing. And I always say, listen, the founders had this figured out. They wanted to have a deliberative body that always had re-election hanging over their head because that's the leverage that the people have on the people's house, you know. And so, that's the difference sort of in the House versus the Senate. The Senate being this deliberative body that has 6 year terms, smaller group, more of a, you know, sort of a club membership, so to speak. But they have a different function. And I think together the two work very, very well. It's, North Dakota's like five other states in that we only have one congressman or one House member. So we oftentimes get more compared to the senators. That doesn't happen in most states as you might imagine.
Scott, your compliment for Congressman Kramer and criticism for Senator Hovind didn't get to the Farm Bill question. Did you have a specific question on the Farm Bill for Kevin?
Well, he's kind of addressed it in the House has. I do not believe that the food stamp program is a social welfare program. It should have never been in the Farm Bill. I understand the politics to get the city people to buy into it or whatever, but it shouldn't be part of it, and it never should have been part of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott. And this was a tough thing for a lot of people to do, and it was very hard for 500 farm organizations opposed to doing it. We still did it, although many of them are back on track now, and I very much appreciate the North Dakota Farm Bureau coming out in support of what we did. The part I like about it, and I think it gets sort of to Scott's transparency point, too. I think that we ought to have transparent, regular debate on public policy issues. I know politically it's nice to have these alliances that create majorities regardless of how bad half of a bill might be, but I don't really think that's what we ought to be doing. I think we ought to be debating public policy and transparency. That's the best backstop for free people. So I'm not one bit afraid of having a farm policy discussion. I'll tell you the other thing about this law, this bill, should the House version pass, it's probably the most impressive thing and the least talked about. That is, we repealed 1939, 1938, 1949 laws as the permanent law.
Kevin, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We're going into a hard break, but we'll let you finish that thought in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to What's on Your Mind and more with Congressman Kevin Kramer when we come back.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Highway run till the midnight run. Wheels go round and round on that line.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and, well, actually, Pat Thinkett filling in for Steve Bakken today. Congressman Kevin Cramer, our guest for the rest of the half hour. If you have a question or comment, welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And your email questions or comments, welcome as well. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat, did you want to get a comment in here before?
Well, I think we'll let Kevin finish the thought he was on, and then I want to come back and address Scott, the caller Scott's previous comments.
Sure. Well, the issue with regard to permanent law that I was talking about in the Farm Bill, we replaced 1938-1949 law with 2013 law because, you know, every 5 years there's this reauthorization or this authorization of a Farm Bill. The default always was if we didn't pass new authorization, you reverted back to these antiquated laws that would double the price of milk, and you've heard about all those things. And, of course, it leaves out many of the more contemporary crops that have. And anyway. So 2013 would become the permanent law, and it may actually make it unnecessary to even have. Let's put it this way. We won't have the same urgency every 5 years as we've had in the last couple of decades.
Well, one of the and I can't, as you can imagine, Kevin, I couldn't let Scott's comment, the caller, before go unchallenged, you know, those kind words he had for Senator Hoeven. But, you know, one of the things that people have to understand is that, you know, we're very fortunate in the state. Both you and Senator Hoeven live here. You know, you're not residents of D.C. and then, you know, coming back here to visit. You live here and you go there to do what you do. And because of that, you guys travel all over the state. I mean, it's almost frenetic at times how busy you guys are. So to make the comment that you guys are, you know, or especially Senator Hoeven is not accessible is a ridiculous charge. I mean, you guys are all over the state. You're available to the public at those. And you do these kinds of shows, and I congratulate you. And I don't think people understand how much work there is for you guys to do when you take that kind of approach to come back and get around the state and visit with people, how much time and effort and energy that takes in addition to what you're doing in D.C.
No, it's a task. There's no question. And we are blessed in North Dakota and many other sort of rural states like ours, of course, that we have the kind of access we have. But it's a blessing both ways. I've always said that it's not just good for the people that have access to the public official, but it's more important to the public official because many of the good ideas, and I learn a lot of things, for example, on this show every week from callers that bring up issues. And sometimes, as Scott knows, I don't know the answer to the question, but I generally try to have it by the next week. And it provides me an opportunity to, you know, to look up and research some things I didn't know about.
Let's go to John in Carrington, who's waiting to weigh in here, guys. John, go ahead. You're up for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi. One comment. Thanks for supporting gun owners the way you do. Keep it up. I'll remember that when I vote. My main topic is, do you have any idea, with all this population increase in this state, at what point would we get back a second Congress?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we used to have two, didn't we, a couple of decades ago or a few decades ago. I think, John, now you have to get pretty much to a million. I don't know exactly that answer, and we'll try to find that so that we can report on that next week. I've often been curious about it, but never enough to look it up, because it takes into consideration the population in the entire country, of course, and whether or not a new member needs to be added, or whether you just whether you reallocate members and whatnot. But we'll check on that. But I think you have to get up to a million, but we'll find out for you and report next week.
Thanks for the question, John. Let's go to Bob in Grand Forks. Bob, do you have a question?
Hi. Hey, Congressman. I appreciate all you're doing. And what I'm doing is I'm looking for a little help here. I went to an interview with TSA locally and was given a conditional contract of employment. Now, having said that, then you do your background check and your medical. And I went through the medical screening, and they asked for more tests. And I'm willing to do that. But they tell me now that I must pay for these tests myself with no guarantee of employment. That doesn't sound right to me, considering any time you go for a job, if a company asks you to do the medical test, they pay for it. How can I deal with this?
The best thing for me to tell you right now is to let us open a case file on it. And that requires you signing a waiver for, you know, a confidentiality thing. It's not a waiver, but we keep it confidential so that we can begin working specifically on the case and see if there's some reason for that. And if there's a simple rule or policy reason for it, then of course there's not a lot we can do. But if there's something more we can do, we sure want to be able to inquire. And oftentimes an inquiry will help settle it, but I don't know for sure. So let's do this. Bob, if we can get off the air, or even if you'd call my North Dakota office, that would probably be the best way, and then we could just we can get a case opened up on it.
All right, I'll give your office a call and then give them all my information from there.
Sure. Now, do you have
Thank
my?
Thank you very much.
You know my North Dakota numbers?
No, I don't.
Let me give you.
I was just going to look them up.
Yeah, try 701-356. 2216.
2216. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
And we'll get that from Kevin, and we'll put that up on the
sure.
What's on Your Mind website as well, so people can access that in case you didn't get a chance to write that down. Bob, thanks for the call. Let's go to Carl in Fargo. Carl, did you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I was thinking about food stamps. I believe that started about 1965 or so at the war.
I think that's right.
With
yep.
the Medicare and all that, and LBJ. President. But I lean to the liberal side, but I'll throw out a philosophy. Maybe I'll sound pretty darn conservative. I've often wondered if somebody's worked full time for over a year, should they be able to need food stamps, fuel assistance, and all these programs? Shouldn't the job be the thing that takes care of that?
Oh, gosh. Carl, that's a great question. And so often I see in our public policy perverse incentives. For example, with food stamps as an example. Food stamps, and you're right, it was back in the 60s that it combined with the farm program, and it was to create this alliance to have a majority for both farm and for food stamps. It's grown way out of whack now to where 80% of the farm bill is food stamps, and in fact, they've more than doubled in the last 5 years. That said, one of the issues that we've been dealing with on the reform side is what's the appropriate incentive? Because if we incent people, in other words, if we give them a permanent assistance, there's no incentive to work. At the same time, if they work and they don't earn enough to do everything they need to do, if we don't give them some additional assistance, we punish them for getting the job. So, you know, in my view, all of our public policy with regard to welfare reform, if you will, the incentive ought to be to work, not to not work. It ought to be more valuable to work than to not work, especially when we have such high unemployment in our country and we're dealing with immigration reform, not enough seasonal workers in agriculture, not enough technical workers in software development, and all of these things that we're struggling with. I think they all have to be considered as a whole, if you will. And so you're thought process is right on, Carl, and I probably share more of your philosophy along these lines. I don't think we ought to just cut people off because they get a job. I think we ought to reward them for getting a job, but we want to help them get a good paying job that adds dignity and integrity and removes the need for the other assistance. So it's
Carl,
sort of a wrong
answer.
But great
appreciate
point.
It very much.
Carl raises.
Another one waiting to weigh in here. Ed in Bismarck. Go ahead for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Ed, you're up next.
Yeah, you know, the problem I have with food stamps is not that we give food stamps to people. It's that they get pop and candy and stuff that shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah. There are some limits, Ed, of course, on food stamps, but the problem is there's a lot of abuse with it as well. And we hear about a lot of those things. I mean, I know of situations that I've learned of in North Dakota where people, you know, actually will sell their food stamps, or they'll take their card into a grocery store, buy a bunch of groceries, sell them to somebody prearranged, you know, 30 cents on the dollar, and then they use the money for other things. And those are all the things that the Republican, original Republican Farm Bill, the bipartisan Farm Bill, tried to stop in the reforms, and those are the things that too many Democrats objected to, and so we weren't able to get enough votes, bipartisan bill. So, but you're right, we have to get after some of those abuse and waste opportunities.
Thanks for the call. Let's move on. We've got Eric in Fargo. You had a question about Obamacare.
Yeah, I just had tying Obamacare, the repeal of Obamacare, and tying that in with the immigration bill. I know you guys are going to bring up the immigration bill that the Senate passed. I would ask that you pass another bill repealing Obamacare and send that to the Senate and tell the Senate that they have to vote on that before you bring up the immigration bill at all.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things, Eric. First of all, we won't bring up the Senate immigration bill in the House. There's no chance of that happening. The Speaker's been clear on that. If we bring up immigration reform at all in the House, it'll be issue by issue, starting with securing the border, dealing with 11 million undocumented workers, and then, of course, legalized immigration, how we get an adequate workforce to meet the demands of our growing economy, or at least the needs that the certain areas of our economy that have workforce needs. Those are very separate issues, and that's probably how they'll be dealt with here. With regard to repealing Obamacare, of course, the House has passed it several times, but what we're doing today, I think, is probably the most significant issue that actually has some attraction and has some traction for Democrats and puts them in a real bind, and that is, of course, codifying what the president's already done, and that is the one-year delay for the business mandate and adding to that a one-year delay for the individual mandate. And I think what we're seeing is the deterioration of Obamacare under its own weight, and so that's likely more the way we're going to go. But with regard to immigration reform, the House approach will be very different, and I assure you that the things that I've seen already, we've had dozens of hearings on this issue, immigration reform, in a couple of the committees, and the border will be secure and it'll be verified secure before anything else gets done.
If you pass something on immigration, does that allow them to take it into conference and then pass something completely different?
Yeah, the conference process is suspicious, Eric, and so you raise a very important point.
That's the biggest concern, I think, for everybody, is if you pass anything, it'll go to conference and then you'll just create a big law that this administration can pull a bunch of levers to continue their fundamental transformation of this country, and I think that's the problem with Obamacare and the immigration bill as well.
Yeah, if immigration gets conference and comes back in a form that does not secure the border first and verify security of the border, by that I don't mean trust the administration, whether it's Ronald Reagan or Barack Obama. I'm talking about verification of the GAO in a way that's substantive. If that doesn't come, if it does comes back from a conference committee without that assurances, the House of Representatives will not pass that type of a bill.
Eric, thanks for the call. John in Minot, Brian in Williston, Hal in Fargo waiting to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Another segment to go straight ahead on our Talk Radio Town Hall with your questions and comments. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And you're listening to What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennen and Steve Bakken's little brother, Pat Finken. No, not really. The numbers to call if you want to talk to Congressman Kramer are 258-0550, that's in the Bismarck area, and then toll-free anywhere in the world and the universe at 800-228-0550. Let's go to John. You have a question for the congressman.
Hello.
Hey, John. You're up.
Say I come from an old-time Republican Main Street family, and I got to say this. The Republicans in the House, they repealed this Obamacare 16 dozen times. If that's all they got to do, they ought to look themselves in the mirror. Everybody needs some kind of health insurance, and they should have to pay what they can afford. Now, Kramer's been on free health insurance in all his public career. Somebody's got to do something, and I don't know that this is the right answer, but, yeah, you got to do something. As far as food stamps go, hey, I heard Petey over on the Minnesota side, 20 years. on the House Ag Committee. He says there's more graft and fraud in farm crop insurance than there is in food stamps on a percentage basis. What do you think about that, Kramer?
Well, I don't know that there is, because I don't think crop insurance has been around as long as food stamps. And I don't doubt that there's some fraud and corruption, but there is a lot of fraud and corruption in a lot of government. There's no question. Anytime you make money easily available to lots of people, people are going to try to find ways to get it. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be fraud or corruption to be abusive. And that's probably a better way to put it. I think most people probably can follow the law, but they oftentimes find ways to take advantage of the law. With regard to me being on free health care, I don't think I've ever had free health care. I can't think of a time when I had free health care, but maybe there was a time back in history. As far as House of Representatives goes, we're stuck with Obamacare. We are on Obamacare. When Obamacare kicks in, it kicks in for every member of the House of Representatives and every one of our staff members, and we'll all be part of that same exchange. The difference, we pay for it. We pay for our insurance. It's not even a benefit that's given to members of Congress. It's one that we have to pay for. So at any rate, that's a good, great point.
Let's go on to Brian in Williston. Brian, did you have a question for Congressman Kramer?
Lots of calls waiting here. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, good day. Thank you, Congressman Kramer, for your service and what's on your mind at this fantastic forum. Following your show a couple weeks ago, I was listening to the Rush Limbaugh show, and their expert, I can't remember if this was a congressperson or not, but their expert on the Obamacare system made a point that with this upcoming extension with the companies regarding Obamacare for a year, what it did was it opened up a loophole for basically every company, anybody employed with any company in the United States, for that company to drop their insurance and then basically forcing everybody into a social welfare system through the Obama Welfare Exchange. And I was wondering, Congressman, what your thoughts on that was. Is that true, not true?
It's a somewhat logical conclusion, Brian, because if you remove the mandate from business to have to provide health care, but you don't remove the mandate from the individual that has to get it, then obviously you're driving people more toward a centralized system, which is why today when we take up our bill on the House floor, we're going to, in all likelihood, pass, and I hope we get some Democrats to agree, but delaying both the business and the individual mandate at the same time for the same amount of time, because it's grossly unfair to the individual to mandate that they have to get it, but at the same time, sort of leave them hanging out there on their own without the business mandate. So that's why I think what we're doing today makes sense.
Hey, Brian, thanks for the call. Call again. Hal Fargo, let's get you in. We have only 2 minutes left here, so real quick question and quick answers here. We'll try to get to everybody.
Hey, Kevin, about 15, 20 years ago, I heard a gentleman describe about the perfect food nutrition legislation. He said if you allowed every grocery store in the country to have two big bulk containers, one with rice, one with beans in it, and it'd be free for anybody that came in, as long as you wanted to do it and take care of all your nutritional values and your staples of life, if the richest person in the country wanted to come in and dip in every now and then, there wouldn't be a whole lot of regulations and oversight of it, and take care of the people, and the incentive there too would get people working more. They get tired of the beans and rice eventually and think they wanted to have other things to eat, and you wouldn't see people carrying their bags of rice and beans out into the street and selling them.
Yeah, well, Hal, I appreciate that thought, and it's an interesting bit of history, I guess, thinking back. I think we've long passed that idea, but however, I understand it. At the same time, I think we are a country that that wants to do things with dignity and integrity, as well as incent the right behavior at the other end. So it's an important, tough balancing act, but that's why we're here for long hours, and hopefully we can get something done.
I want to inject in just one, and we've got less than a minute here, so the question will be quick. But aren't we starting, and you mentioned this before, Obamacare is starting to collapse under its own weight. You know, we do have to deal with this because the program itself is a disaster. And I think we're just starting to see that. And every time we start to see it, they boot it down the road so that they delay the implementation until after the next election.
Right.
And that's really the bottom line. That's what the delay is about. It's about the 2014 election. That's why we're going to do it for everybody. If we're going to play those games, let's at least make it a fair fight. But we do have to deal with it, create some certainty as opposed to this uncertainty that swirls around it. Now, remember, you know, we often remind people this was the bill that Nancy Pelosi said we had to pass so we'd find out what's in it. And we don't like what we're finding out.
Anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. I want to thank you, Congressman Kramer, for being with us and for letting me sit in today.
Have a great day, everyone. It's great to have you on. I appreciate it and look forward to next Wednesday.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.